the story really goes back to the early 1960s when it was called the Nanticoke Scout Reservation. It was founded by the Delmarva Council of the Boy Scouts of America. They needed another camp because scouting was booming, and they started up this camp in Dorchester County, Maryland. Dr. Gerlach was a local scoutmaster then, and his troop cut a lot of the early trails of this new brand new camp. They came there, and it was pretty much just all forested, so they had to develop campsites and blaze these trails and map everything out. So he was very intimately involved in that in the early 1960s. He also served as the program director for the summer camp program in some of the early years. In 1996, he wrote a manuscript on the early history of the camp, the history of the Nanticoke and Choptank tribes, published that. It sold in the Camp Trading Post. I happened to be on camp staff back then as a young scout, and a lot of us on staff just fell in love with that early history. These were stories we hadn't heard before, tales that we didn't know anything about, and that really sparked an intense interest in the camp's history for a lot of us from that era. What we did for this year, since it is the 55th anniversary of the camp, was to take his manuscript and update it into a book that tells a lot of the stories of the people that have worked there, that have camped there, that have volunteered there over the last 55 years, and integrated that with Dr. Gerlach's original research.
Dan, as a former camp staff member and current scouting volunteer, why a book about scouting? I mean, I know scouting is very popular, don't get me wrong, but tell me about some of the stories that are included in this book.
Sure. A lot of the stories that are in the book are very, very personal things to the people who told them. There are stories about places at camp that just seem very very sacred in ways to a lot of the people who've been there. There are stories about bad weather. Whenever scouts go camping, it seems like rain follows. There are stories about serving others. Stories about alumni bringing their kids back to camp and having an opportunity to see the camp again through their children's eyes. One of my favorite stories was about the moon landing. Back in the late 1960s, the staff gathered in one of the camp buildings with a little scratchy black and white TV and sat there and watched the moon landing one summer.
Wow.
So that was a really neat way of connecting the local to the global and the universal. There's lots of personal stories like that throughout the book.
All right. So where can we get a copy? Is it being sold online?
It is being sold online. You can buy it at the Camp Scout Shop has a website. You can search for Henson Scout Reservation Scout Shop. You can also purchase it through Amazon. And all proceeds support the Delmarva Council, the Boy Scouts of America. They published the book. And so it's a great way of supporting scouting during this time. Unfortunately, this is the first summer in 55 years where there are no campers there at camp for the week-long sessions this summer because of coronavirus. It's our hope that purchasing this book, the funds will go to support scouting and keep that growing strong.